You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I mean, five of the last six games between these two teams are one possession games, and one of them was the one that I just mentioned, in which it was close in the final 2 minutes of the game. Buffalo just went forward on fourth down to make it a 9-point lead, and that's how they ended up winning the game. So if there's one thing we know about this game, is it is going to be close, it is going to be competitive, it is going to be entertaining, it is going to go down to the wire. Who can avoid the big mistake? Who can execute? Who can make plays? Who can eliminate negative plays? That is usually the team that wins the matchup between these two squads.
Looking back at last year's game, we now have the advantage. We didn't know at the time, but ESPN was doing a documentary on the Chiefs last year, which we did not know at this time last year. It was clear about that double tap game, how much Josh Allen making that run, scoring that touchdown, and icing down that game really stuck with the Chiefs. That's what I think is something that, like, we as fans and media lose about this rivalry, is because these two teams, they do respect each other. There is a respect. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I believe, are friends with each other. Like, it is competitive between the white lines and they want to win, but it is, they are friendly with each other. But it was clear watching that Kingdom documentary from last year's game that it really bothered the Chiefs. It bothered Karloftis. It bothered Bolton. Like, they highlighted players in that documentary that Josh Allen double tap play really stuck with all of them. And then the ensuing week they struggled against Carolina. It bothered them because they knew what championship level football looked like. And after a loss, it felt like they weren't there. Those are the kind of things that make this rivalry great. Hey, that team's good. And sometimes you lose, but the fact that it bothers them so much and it sticks with them to the level it does really highlights how much this Bills and Chiefs rivalries means to the players.
Let me ask you this question. Did you know that Buffalo has ran for more yards than any team in the National Football League, despite only playing 7 games so far this season, where Indianapolis has played 8, Kansas City has played 8, a lot of these other teams have played 8 games so far. They've already had their bye week. The Chiefs, example, have their bye week next week. It is very, very odd to feel that a team is, by numbers, the best at something and not feeling worried about it at all. Now, I'm not coming into this thinking that Kansas City is holding James Cook to 37 yards rushing and Josh Allen isn't going to have some success. We're talking about two of the better players in the league. But I don't really feel like James Cook is going to kill the Chiefs. I think he will be productive, sure, but I don't think he kills the Chiefs. It's a very comforting feeling heading into a matchup like this against a player like him who has as hot as any running back in the NFL this side of Jonathan Taylor, and feel like you match up against him very, very well. I mean, we're talking about James Cook is averaging 6 yards a carry so far this season. He already has 7 touchdowns through the first 7 games of the season. We're talking about a guy who has been an absolute dog so far this season. Sure, you can make the argument that all of it happened in the Carolina game. I mean, he ran for 132 yards against the Jets earlier. He ran for 108 yards against the Dolphins on 19 carries, had 117 yards back in week 4 against the New Orleans Saints. Now, you haven't gone up against a rush defense like this that I think is capable of taking you away, But the Chiefs are going up against the number one rush offense in the NFL, and it doesn't feel like it is a storyline in any capacity in Kansas City because the Chiefs' run defense has been very well. They've performed very well against these kind of running backs, these kind of teams.
I want to look it up because I feel like James Cook last year was good in both Chiefs games. Like, I feel like I'm trying to remember off the top of my head because last year I remember in the postseason, he had that, remember that diving touchdown, and the Chiefs still got the best of him. Last year in the postseason against the Chiefs, he had 13 carries for 85 yards.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
A cool 6.5 yards per carry. James Cook was successful against the Chiefs in that game. In the Chiefs' regular season game last year, it felt like James Cook was good again. I'm trying to pull up his game log real quick from last year. James Cook has had a level of success against the Chiefs. He has not been a guy they just stifle, and there's no way they can get him. I guess he was bad last year, 9 for 20. Josh Allen was the running problem last year. But it feels like so much of this game is going to come down to Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And maybe that's just me falling for the narrative, falling for the storyline, falling for the highlights. But James Cook has been good in this game, and it doesn't matter. James Cook has made plays that you remember in this game. It doesn't matter. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is the story. And I think some of your rushing stat, and this is not to diminish James Cook, some of the reasons the Bills are so successful running the ball is because Josh Allen is also a very successful runner. Like, he's not Lamar. Lamar might be the best we've ever seen a running quarterback, but he is in that second tier. If there's a name in your head other than Mike Vick or Lamar Jackson as a quality running quarterback, I'm betting Josh Allen is in this tier. So it's not just James Cook that makes the Bills so successful running the ball. It's the fact their quarterback, who's built like Cam Newton, is also really successful running the ball against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, looking at it so far this season, Josh Allen has 50 carries for 260 yards and 5 touchdowns. So I'm with you. I think he is a very different runner, but I would say on a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 situation, that's where you kind of got to be careful when it's the Buffalo. They can give it to James Cook, who has proven himself to be a very capable back, or that's where you get that kind of Tim Tebow shotgun run play that you get from Josh Allen. You get his full speed, you get his momentum running downhill, and just makes him a very, very difficult player to stop. One thing that the text line kind of brought up that I did not know this, did you know that James Cook doesn't have a catch in his last 3 games?
That's actually extremely surprising.
Not something I would have guessed, because usually you are anticipating James Cook being somebody that is a dual threat. They throw it to him out of the backfield. I mean, he only has 14 targets this year and only has 1 target in their last 3 weeks. They really haven't thrown it to him a whole lot. Now, they used the passing game to get him into the Ravens game because he wasn't running the game effectively. But since week 1, he has 31 yards receiving since week 1. So he just hasn't really been a major, major factor in the passing game. Very interested to see in this one if that changes a little bit and the Bills try to exploit the Chiefs linebackers a little bit, sideline to sideline and throwing out of the backfield. But was very, very surprised when I was getting ready for the show today that James Cook, he doesn't have a catch since he didn't have a catch at any point in October, which is crazy to think for a team that for the most part has used him in that capacity.
Is there another running back they're using in that pass capacity? Like for a Chiefs analogy, you know how the Chiefs, they don't really throw the ball to Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco. They used Jerick McKinnon was this guy for a while. Then Breshard Smith became that guy. The Chiefs have like their designated, this is our receiving back. The fact that James Cook's getting no play in the receiving game, is there some backup running back like Ty Johnson or something? Or they had Ray Davis for a while. Like, is that a guy they're using in the pass game? Or they're just not throwing to backs at all this year?
They're just not throwing it to the backs. I mean, James Cook right now, he has 12 catches for 89 yards. I mean, they're top couple of receivers. If you want to find a place on this team that is disappointing, it's really the pass catchers. None of these guys have taken a step forward. Shakir hasn't taken it. Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer. James Cook has taken it as a running back, but maybe not as a receiver. Dawson Knox isn't having a big year. So, no, it's just for a team that I think is very good offensively, outside of Allen and Cook running the ball, they just haven't really found that consistent production really from anybody else in the offense. We'll see if that continues on Sunday against the Chiefs.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.